And now for another kind of oldies show.
Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2.
American,
all the ships at sea, let's go to France.
Yeah.
Let's go back tonight to another city.
Roger,
in with us
now, to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
The Adventures of the Saint,
starring Vincent
Price.
In the heart of men,
the Shadow. Don't touch that dial, because there's nothing else on. You might just as well listen to Blondie.
Tales of the Supernatural.
Tracy Allen.
Another case for Nick Carter, Master Detective.
Escape. Daddy's coming down off the
floor. Suspense.
Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, is on the air.
Music made by musicians for you to listen to.
The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review. Tonight, after their summer vacation, we welcome back the regular stars of our show, Spike Jones and the City Slickers, and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum and George Rock. They're back at the old stand to entertain you every Friday evening on Spotlight Review. Our special guest for tonight is Frank Sinatra, renowned star of stage, screen, and radio. And here are Spike Jones and Dorothy Shay.
Hiya, Dorothy.
Hiya, Spike.
Dottie, it's wonderful being back here with you. And just to prove it, I brought you a present.
Well, Spike, how sweet. What is it?
A bottle of Chanel number 4.5.
Oh, you mean Chanel number 5?
No, 4.5. On the way over, it leaked.
Oh. Well, thanks, Spike. And I brought regards for you from all my kinfolk, especially Cousin Agnes Klung. You know, she still isn't married.
Well, Dorothy, you ought to tell Agnes to stop running after men. She ought to just sit there and let men come to her.
Well, she tried sitting there.
What happened?
Her feet fell asleep.
Hey! Excuse me, Mr. Jones. Pardon me, Miss Shay. You remember me. I'm the first trumpet player, and I write poems, and I get a new poem I wrote special. I'd like to recite this poem, because all the boys want me to recite this poem, because it's a welcome back poem, and we know you'll love it. My name is Georgie.
Georgie, please, not now, huh?
Okay, then I'll read it.
To Spike and Dorothy. Oh, dear Miss Shay and Mr. Jones, you'll never know how we slickers rejoiced when we heard that you were coming back on the air October the 4th. And we hope that you will stay on for ages and ages and ages, as we got cars and furniture to pay on, and we can use them weekly wages. I thank you.
I think we better do something about Georgie.
You're right, Dorothy. I'm going to slap him with the 12th Street rag. To the rest of you slickers. Nobody's allowed to read music in this band.
Thank you.
Thank you, music lovers. And right here, we'd like to thank Dick Juergens and his orchestra for doing such a wonderful job on the Summer Spotlight Review. Right, Dottie?
Yes, and I think the teenage interviews sure are interesting. Spike, what'd you do all summer?
Well, for one thing, I made some changes in the orchestra. I have a new string quartet, you know. Sasha, Pasha, Yasha, and O'Brien.
O'Brien? How'd he get in there?
Well, we had to let him in. It's his string. And did you notice the new guy on the end with the violin under one chin and the handkerchief under the other?
Yes, he looks very symphonic. Where did you get him? Boston Pops?
No, Pittsburgh Peeps. Tell me, Dottie, what's the latest thing in music down home, huh?
Well, they're singing a brand new song that I brought back with me. It's very sentimental. It's the sort of a song that requires a mood in order to do it just right. So the orchestra will put me in the mood. We little mood music. Cut me, boy. Now the date had been set for the wedding, but the groom was a bashful young beau. He promised, but then kept forgetting. So the bride-to-be just whispered, soft and low. You'll be just another notch on father's shotgun if and you don't marry me. So if you'd rather be dead than blissfully wed, don't get that ring you promised me last spring. Now Pa hardly ever misses when he draws a gat from his hip, and you have your choice of kisses or a slug of lead in the lip. So don't learn your lesson from Dad Smith and Wesson, and don't be a suitor, a Papa six shooter. Just get that preacher on the run, or you'll be just another notch on father's gun. You'll be just another notch on father's shotgun if and you don't marry me. So if you'd rather be found neath 6 feet of ground, just leave me ditched instead of getting hitched. Now Pa says if you wanna linger when he takes that gun from the wall, you better put that ring on my finger, or you won't breathe no more at all, at all. So don't be an eyeful in Daddy's old rifle, and don't be a jester with Papa's Winchester, and stop hesitating, and don't keep me waiting. Just get that preacher on the run, or you'll be just another notch. You'll be just another notch on Father's gun.
Here I am, Spike. Professor Fiedelbaum.
Professor, what's the idea of writing in here on that usher's back?
Just following instructions, that's all.
Instructions? What instructions?
It says right here, Fiedelbaum enters on top of page.
Good old professor, I know that you've come here to give out with your glorious voice. The voice that has rocked the nation.
Yes, and no other gravel pit can make that statement. However, I am ready to loose a tender ballad upon this audience tonight entitled Hair of Gold, Eyes of Blue. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice. So I shall sing Hair of Gold, Eyes of Blue. Please. I came down from Bull, Montana, from the actor. I worked in a movie once. I played the part of a drip and the rains came. Bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep. Maybe I better start again. I came down from Butte, Montana for a little change of socks, change of shoes, change of hat, change of scene. And I stopped to say in Santa Fe, where I met a pretty queen for a day. Hooray, I'm queen for a day! Hooray! Professor Fiedelmonk. I planned to leave on Monday, but she held me kind of tight. And I met her in the garden. In fact, it was a garden romance. You know why it was a garden romance? Because I was a deadbeat and she was an old tomato. Sioux City Sioux, hair of gold and eyes of blue. I stopped my dog. That's the wrong song. Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew. Ah, how pretty she was. I'll never forget the day we met. Her hair was in an upsweep hairdo. I know, because I bought the broom we used to sweep it up with. And what a figure. Talk about thin. I was walking down the street with her, and a man came up to me and says, "Hello, Professor. I see you're carrying a cane now." Thanks, y'all. I'm carrying a cane. And I'm going to cake her mine. I'm going to pay a fine. No, I'll play the morning line. Oh, no, that sounds like a horse race. A horse race? And there they go around the turn. It's beautiful Linda in front, Evelyn close, scissors cutting up on the outside, and it looks like T-Bone will win the stakes. T-Bone stakes! She's got eyes of blue!
Wonderful, Professor. Just shows you what a little voice training can do. But right now, let's listen to Dick Joy.
The Coca-Cola Company is happy to welcome Spike Jones and Dorothy Shea back for the new Spotlight Review season. We also welcome back all good Jones and Shea fans as part of our regular Friday evening radio audience. And since Coke and music go so well together, may we suggest that you have an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola and listen refreshed.
Say, Dottie, how do you like quiz shows?
Oh, I'm crazy about them. The other night I heard a woman win $25 just for knowing her own name.
That's nothing. Last night I heard one where a fellow just opened his mouth and they stuffed the refrigerator in him. But here's the City Slickers version of the quiz show.
Show gives you everything. The best things in life are free. A house, a car, a diamond ring, and two-thirds of Tennessee. Right here at the mic, you win all these things. Or home if you like, when your telephone rings. And everybody has a chance to win a
coffee pot,
a kitchen sink,
a great big yacht,
a gorgeous mink,
a radio,
a suit of clothes,
a piccolo,
a garden hose,
a roaster,
an electric stove,
a toaster,
and an orange grove,
a date with Grable in New York,
a cozy table at the store.
So let us be your Santa Claus and don't be shy to try, because the best things in life are free.
Hi, gang. Hi, gang. Hello, hello. It's nice to be standing here tonight looking into your faces. And believe me, a lot of your faces can stand looking into. This is Dr. Spike Hugh speaking. Are my three assistants ready in the audience?
Right here, Doctor. I have a gentleman in the right center aisle.
Very good.
And I have a gentleman in the left center aisle, Doctor.
Fine. And for my third assistant, we go up to the... What happened?
I have a balcony on the lady, Doctor.
The best things in life are free. Now we give the dial a twist, and if you know the score, here's a quiz where you can win from 1 to 64. The category's on the board. It's up to you to choose it. So if the band will hit a chord, we'll start with Take It or Lose It.
And now for our first contestant on Take It or Lose It. What is your name, sir?
Andy Pasto.
Andy Pasto. I know just the girl you ought to meet. Her name is Minnie Stroni. All right. I'll give you an easy question. What was the lover's name of the famous romantic couple that Shakespeare wrote about? The girl's name was Juliet.
Could you give me a little hint?
Okay, I'll give you a hint. A Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
I got it.
What is it?
Pony Boy.
The best things in life are free. It's time to twist the dial again and start another game. The band will play a song and all you do is guess the name. You win a prize no matter if your guess is right or wrong. So when the phone begins to ring, it's time for Stop the Song.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're ready to play the mystery tune of the week. Our operator is now busy dialing the number of some lucky person who, in a few moments, will get the chance to stop the song. is this Mrs. Penelope Schwartz of Brooklyn, New York?
You are expecting maybe Mrs. Nussbaum?
Mrs. Schwartz, can you tell us the name of the mystery tune?
I'm just wild about herring.
No, I'm sorry, Mrs. Schwartz, but for being at home, though you missed your tries, you still win the consolation prize. Something you'll always treasure and save. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, bring me a shave.
The best things in life are free. And here's another show that you can tune in on your dial. The questions are the toughest, but they make it worth your while. You'll have to do some funny things to win a little change. So hold your hats, for here we go with People Are Strange.
And this is Spike Jones Letter speaking. From our studio audience comes a gentleman. What is your name, sir?
Belvedere Twain.
And your occupation, sir?
I am an authority on wood. I can tell any kind of wood by its odor.
Oh, you're a wood smeller. All right, we're going to blindfold you and put you to the test. We'll hold a piece of wood up to your nose, and you'll tell us what it is. If you fail, you pay the penalty. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Twig is now blindfolded, and Mr. Jones' letter is holding an ordinary pencil up to his nose.
All right, Mr. Twig, what kind of wood is this?
Pine.
Correct.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll make it a little harder for him. Mr. Jones' letter is holding one of his drumsticks up to Mr. Twig's nose.
Mr. Twig, what kind of wood is this?
Hickory.
Wonderful.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jones' letter is really going to see how good Mr. Twig is. He's going to hold an ordinary house cat up to his nose.
Can you? Mr. Twig, tell us, what kind of wood is this? Well, come now.
I got it.
What is it?
Pussy Willow.
Our quiz show gives you everything. The best things in life are free.
Wonderful, Spike.
Thanks, Dottie. Say, why don't you and I have our own quiz show?
Our own quiz show?
Sure. First question. What very lovely girl, first named Dorothy, is about to sing You Call Everybody Darling?
Me?
Right.
How'd I ever guess it?
You call everybody darling, and everybody calls you darling too. You don't mean what you're saying. It's just a game you're playing. Well, you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore. Nobody calls you darling anymore. Beautiful, Dorothy. Well, are you all set to meet our guest, Frank Sinatra?
Am I? I see all his pictures and never miss him on the hit parade. I love that boy, love that boy, love that boy.
Dorothy, Frank's not a boy. He's a full-grown man.
That's even better, ain't it?
I'm so happy he's coming. I'm overjoyed.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'm over here.
How are you feeling tonight, Frank? Is your voice all right?
Well, I think so. Let me see. I am majestically in voice. You ready?
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. Makes no difference where love may appear. Something in your smile just told me my sometime is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your chance. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometimes. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. Everybody loves somebody sometimes. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
Really beautiful, Frank. You know, I've got a great idea for you.
It sounds interesting. Tell me more, Spike.
Well, how would you like a steady job singing with Joan?
I'd love it. I've always wanted to sing with Jones.
Spike Jones?
Jennifer Jones. After all, I'm no schmoo, you know.
Frank, just think of the prestige it would give you. The two things everybody's talking about are Stop the Music and Spike Jones.
True, T-R-U, true. Whenever anybody mentions Spike Jones, somebody else says, "Stop the music."
Must be that jealous Toscanini. But, Frank, I'm serious. Just think, Frank Sinatra singing with Spike Jones and the City Slickers.
Well, that's no problem. I'm not against picking up a little loose change.
Oh, money.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, money isn't everything, you know.
Well, naturally, money can't buy you love. Money can't buy you friendship. Money can't buy you happiness.
Look, just give me the loot and I'll do my own shopping.
Gee, it'll be wonderful. The City Slickers are on the stage. The lights grow dim. Frank Sinatra steps into the spotlight. He takes a deep breath. He throws back his head and sings.
Ba-da-ba-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
sorry, I don't do Crosby imitations, you know.
Well, before we go ahead with this deal, there'll be a little applause. But before we go ahead with this deal, there are a few things I'd like to know.
Such as?
Well, how much singing experience have you had?
Well, originally, Spike, I was a boy soprano.
What happened?
I ran into a brick wall with a lollipop in my mouth. I hope so that this doesn't disqualify me.
Hmm. Oh, no. I know you've sung with bands before, Frank.
Uh-huh.
Didn't you start with Tommy Dorsey, the Sentimental Gentleman of Swing?
No, I first sang with Basil Metabolism, the Hungover Hangover of Harmony, a grand piece of...
What are you doing now?
I'm stripping gears with Axel Stordeers. But look, if I'm going to be with the City Slickers, Spike, I got a wonderful idea.
What's that?
You and Dorothy do the singing while I conduct those pots and pans of yours.
You conduct my orchestra? Frank, this is a different kind of orchestra.
Sure.
Have you ever heard anything like it before?
Only when I opened Fibber McGee's closet.
What do you think, Dottie? Shall we try it?
Well, sure, Spike. You start singing. Are you ready with the pots and pans, Frank?
Synchronize your mix, masters. Let's go.
Well, then let's go, huh? Somebody, yes, I love somebody, yes, I love somebody, yes, I love somebody, but I won't.
Big and strong and bold and gay, he's not very. I would marry him today, but who he is, I would not. Somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I love somebody, yes, I love somebody, but I won't.
This is Dick Joy speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, here are Spike and Dorothy.
Before we say goodnight, I'd like to thank Two Gun Sinatra for some mighty fine shooting.
Yes, Frank, we sure could use a boy like you down home in case there's any feuding.
About the cowbells, how did I do with those, huh?
Listen, you played the cowbells so realistically, a bull stuck his head in the studio.
Incidentally, I hear that you're having my boy Gene Kelly as your guest next week. He's a fine fella, taught the boy everything he knows, you know, with it.
Yeah, we've got a wonderful idea figured out for Gene Kelly next week. He'll do a dance accompanied by six men playing one harmonica.
Time. How can six men play one harmonica?
Thin heads. Good night, Frank.
Good night, everybody.
Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight Review when Spike Jonze and Dorothy Shay will have Gene Kelly as their guest. And this Sunday and every Sunday, hear the pause that refreshes on the air over this same CBS station. Frank Sinatra appeared through the courtesy of MGM, producers of the Technicolor picture Three Musketeers, starring Lana Turner and Gene Kelly. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly. That means I gotta go. And I want to thank you for listening in to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I hope you'll come back again. This is John Lovering saying so long for now.